the slip of a boat, there's a tiny red boat. The seed of a war in the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes starts with a click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout. 'Cause if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you won't change a thing. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put it right. But nobody else is gonna put it right for me. Nobody but me is gonna change my story. Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
Such a charming musical, but I mean, you think kids singing it's going to be all saccharine sweet. I don't think that Matilda necessarily is. I'm so pleased to welcome to WLRH Art Walthall, who plays Matilda's dad, Mr. Wormwood, and Aaron Duis, who is one of the Matildas, and Claire Johnson is the assistant director. Doing the research and watching the YouTube videos for this show, I was wondering, how did I miss this book? How did I not read this when I was a kid? I love it. It's so subversive.
It is. And I remember reading it when I was a kid. I don't know if you've read the book.
Yes, I have. I love the book. It's really well written.
Yep, it is. And Roald Dahl just has fantastic stories.
It's Mr. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. Mr. James and the Giant Peach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about the story of Matilda.
So Matilda is about this girl, and her parents are terrible, and they treat her horribly.
We do.
And, and she finally gets to go to school after waiting and waiting and reading tons of books from the library. And Matilda is a genius. She's super smart, but she finds out her principal, Miss Trunchbull, is, again, a terrible person. She's horrible and cruel to children. But she figures out she has special mind powers, and she uses those powers to change some things, and stuff happens, and it ends up being good.
So, not to give away too much.
Yeah. No spoiler alerts here.
Right.
But watching the videos, this is not an easy show to do.
No.
There's a lot of moving parts here.
Yes.
There are lots and lots of moving parts. There are, I think we counted the other day, 196 costume changes that we have in our cast. And, I mean, it never stops. I mean, it goes from one scene into another scene, and there are pieces, and there are lots of special effects and tricks and things like that, and tons of music and dancing. I mean, it's really full-scale musical.
And this is Tech Week, which is never fun for anyone.
No, we are there super late.
The cast and crew has put in so much work into this, and it certainly shows.
Now, I think the character who played Mr. Wormwood on Broadway, didn't he win a Tony for his performance?
I'm not certain, actually. I will take your word for it.
Okay, so tell me about what are you going to bring to your performance?
So, you know, some actors enjoy subtle, you know, nuanced roles. Not me. I enjoy big and ridiculous. And Mr. Wormwood is just a huge, ridiculous idiot, which is so fun to play. His idol in life is the television, and he simply does not understand why his daughter, who he wishes was a son, doesn't care at all about the television and just wants to read. And so we have a lot of fun with Jacinda Swinehart plays Mrs. Wormwood, and we have so much fun together.
She's a familiar name in Huntsville.
Yes, of course. We just get to be big and ridiculous and horrible.
And speaking of horrible, the headmistress is probably the most horriblest. Do you want to let us know a little bit about this character? What makes her so horrible?
Yeah, well, she's larger than life, as a lot of these characters are, and she's literally larger than life. And traditionally, the role of the headmistress is played by a man, and we are following suit on that. Ben Stone is playing our Agatha Trunchbull, and he does an amazing job. And there's really just so many characters in this show that the actors get to explore a lot of physical comedy. I know Art here does a lot of fun physical bits that he has, and you know, it's an acceptable time to act like you're a horrible person to these kids who are amazing and work so hard. I mean, I'm sure you understand that, you know, it's fun to have fun, but we appreciate them so much. Yes. and what they bring to the table.
And that choreography.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard. Yeah. But we've just, all of the cast and crew have put so much work into it, and it's just amazing, and the choreography, the singing, everything is just so amazing.
It looks fantastic. Haley yeah. Blackman is our choreographer, and she teaches over at the dance company, and she choreographed for American Idiot last fall. That art was also in, actually.
Yes.
And it's, there are just, again, so many moving pieces, and there isn't a scene that doesn't have music or choreography, and even parts where, you know, we try to use every bit of the stage, and we've got people up on ladders, and we've got, you know, moving set pieces that come around, and swings, and I mean, all kinds of things that have all been put together like a big puzzle.
And I think it's wonderful that Lee High School has the facility for you to perform in.
Yes.
It's a great space. We love the opportunity to be there. We're grateful to them that they open up their doors to us and let us use that space.
I'm trying to imagine what auditions were like. So many little girls wanting to play Matilda. Tell me about your audition, Erin.
Well, it was a very, very positive experience. It was very low-key, not a lot of pressure. We just sat, and then went with our turn. We got up and sang All Praise. It was very, very positive. And then if you got a call back, you did a dance, you sang some songs, and there were lots of little girls, but all of them are so talented, and a lot of them got in the show, and it was a very positive experience for me.
You're sort of downplaying it. It had to be a huge thrill when you got cast. Admit it.
It was a really big thrill. I was so happy when I heard that I got the role of Matilda.
So how do you balance with our actors and assistant director your real life, like going to school and having day jobs, and how do you manage all
well,
that?
Well, you cut out sleep is
okay.
The key.
There you go.
Something's got to give.
That's the secret.
So what do you do in real life, Art?
I am a software developer at PeopleTech.
Okay, and what do your coworkers think about your theatrical endeavors?
You know, I tend to guilt them into coming to see me.
Whatever works.
But yeah, I've actually just got off of a run with Theater Huntsville, Peter and the Starcatcher. So I had some overlapping time with this show. So that's been an adventure for me, is basically doing two shows at once. But it's been great. It's been a fantastic experience doing wonderful roles and working with wonderful people.
And I think it's great that we're in Huntsville and we can do this.
Absolutely.
It's such a great community that's so supportive of the arts and, you know, and the theater community itself, too. I mean, you talk like, yeah, we've got our families and our jobs and school and all these things, but we've got such a supportive group that comes together as a family. And that's something that Lurik has always done.
Yeah.
I've done several shows with them, and it's always a great sense of family and community, and we're very, very supportive. And luckily, we have people in our lives and, you know, jobs and school that also supports that, and that's Huntsville. I mean, that's one of the things I love about Huntsville.
And we're fortunate to have the talent. Let's just go ahead and mention Miss Luz.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, Luz Ladrona, award-winning, just phenomenal director, actress, singer. She brings so much experience to the table that is, I think, rare to find in an area like this. You know, and so just for the opportunity to work beside her as her assistant director, and I've been a cast member for her as well, is really so much fun. It's so great to see how her brain works. She's got so many creative ideas, and she can bring them to life, and that's one of the great things. I'm so excited for opening night tonight, where we get to
that's
see the
right,
show come
right,
to life
right,
tonight.
It is.
Yes.
Do you want to hear another song?
All right, if you want to play track 14
all right.
on the CD.
Let's do this.
Be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before. I will go to bed late every night. up and I will watch cartoons until my eyes get square. And I won't care, cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up. When I grow up, when I grow up, I will be strong enough to carry all the heavy things you have to hold around with you when you're a grown up. And when I grow up, when I grow up, when I grow up, I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night to be a grown up. And when I grow up, I will have treats every day, and I'll play with things that mum pretends that mums don't think are fun. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will spend all day just lying in the sun, and I won't burn, cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
We were just speaking off the air about the poignancy of this song. It's cheery and upbeat, but there's a certain underlying sadness and wistfulness to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think many of the songs in Matilda the Musical are like that. Well, it's based on a novel by Roald Dahl, who isn't exactly Mother Goose.
No, he always had an interesting take on the world. He mm-hmm. kind of saw the funny in things.
Yeah, and he pulled for the underdog,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So we were talking about all things that you learn in theater. Claire, tell me about what you've learned in this particular experience.
Well, this is my first time on the directorial uh-huh. side of things. And being able to see all of the moving pieces that come together have just been amazing. I mean, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so lucky to have a great team that is huge. I mean, it's an army that comes together.
Absolutely.
And under Luz's direction, she's done a fantastic job, and she's very well respected, and we've got so many moms that have come mm-hmm. out, even, you know, that aren't in specific roles, that are backstage helping wrangle kids in costumes and make mm-hmm. sure that everything's good. So that's been a lot of fun.
What about you, Art?
This is the first show I've done in a while with such a big cast of younger actors, which is something I don't often work with. And I've been so impressed by all of them, their raw talent and their dedication to this show. It blows my mind when I watch them perform. They're mm-hmm. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've really enjoyed getting to work with them and getting to know them and see their effort blossom on stage.
So, Aaron, what makes you so amazing?
Well, I just love theater so much, and I just really try and put my heart and soul into it, and I try to practice a ton, and I just really, really try, and I just love doing theater, and it's my passion.
Do you want to keep doing it into college and beyond?
Yes, my dream. It might not happen, but my dream is to be on Broadway one day.
Go for it.
And let me tell you, she is more professional than many adults I've worked with. She's amazing.
She is. She shines. You can tell that effort, that passion comes through both for her, and we have an alternate Matilda as well, Mia Gray, who also, you know, I don't think she has as much theater experience, but you'd hardly be able to tell the way that mm-hmm. she performs.
So
I mean, they're just insanely talented, mm-hmm. and we're so lucky that we get to work with them and get to see them grow immensely over the past few months.